We are continuing Surah Taha. The verse we recited is verse number 47. So go you both unto him and say, verily we are the messengers from your Lord. Send forth therefore the children of Israel with us, and do not chastise them. We have brought you a sign from your Lord, and peace will be upon him who follows the guidance. We are continuing about a discussion which is coming from previous verses about Allah directing Moses and Aaron to go and confront Pharaoh. Allah repeatedly said in Surah Taha about Musa to go, and sometimes Musa and Harun to go and confront Pharaoh. Not one time, but more than one time. Because the task was so important. It is so important to confront the oppressor, you know, the tyrant. Because it was not an easy task. So Allah kept saying a couple of times in one surah, go and confront him, go and confront. This time Allah says, you go both to him and say, verily, and what to say? And Allah said, before these verses, Allah said, talk to him in a kind words, you know, soft words. Because kind words and soft words, words are important to give any kind of message, because then you pay attention to message, not just get angry, you know. Because if you speak hardly, then people, ego comes and they do not ponder, you know. When you are on the right path, you don't have to shout, because the truth itself has so much power. And that's how they talk, these messengers, you know. And Allah says, so you go both unto him and say, verily we are the messengers from your Lord. First thing. Send forth therefore the children of Israel with us, and do not chastise them. I'm reading in parts, okay. The message is clear that we are the messenger from the Lord, your Lord. That's one thing, very powerful message. Send forth therefore children of Israel with us, and do not chastise them. You know, it was not easy task for these two brothers to confront the emperor and tell him that leave children of Israel alone and do not chastise them. This was not easy task, but they said very patiently, because they were afraid. Before in the verses it came, Allah said, don't be afraid, I'm with you. I hear and see things, you know. We read those verses. So they were very calm, and they said, and this is a sign of the mu'min, the believer, that he's not afraid, you know. And they said very calmly, he must be wondering, emperor, where this strength came from, who is asking me to let children of Israel go and do not chastise them. But they said that. And what they say after that? We have brought you a sign from your Lord, because they brought us signs, you know, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala about the rod, we know, about the rod and the hand, you know. And peace will be upon him who follows the guidance. And the next thing comes, that peace be upon him who follows guidance. Because, so there was a threat there, that only peace be upon him who follows the guidance. That will be the one who will have peace. They said that. It was not easy to say in front of emperor all these things very patiently. And then after that, they said further, and it comes to the next verse, Inna qad uhiya ilayna anna al-adabam ala man kadda wa tawalla. Verily, it has been revealed unto us that the chastisement will be upon him who rejects and turns away. That's also they said to Pharaoh. And it was a very peaceful threat. First they said that peace be on him who follow guidance. Then they said that we have been revealed from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That one who reject and turns away will get chastisement from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They said to Pharaoh. It was not easy to say to Pharaoh, who was the emperor of the whole area, that we have been revealed that chastisement will come who kadaba wa tawalla, who reject and turns away. So then when they said that, so then Pharaoh said, Kala faman rabbukuma ya Musa, Kala faman Mar Rabbukuma ya Musa. Fa Mar Rabbukuma ya Musa. He said, who then is the Lord of you two, O Moses? He said that. That who is the Lord of you two, O Moses? He was so arrogant that he did not say, who is my Lord? He said, who is the Lord of you two, O Moses? Rather, his arrogance. That he never cared. He thought himself as a Lord, you know. So Mizan explains in detail about the ideology of those people at that time, Pharaoh and his people. And it was kind of ideology of, if you go to India and see Hindus, they have kind of same ideology. They knew that there is a creator in the universe, but they always thought that creator is so above comprehension that they didn't even care to call him as even God, you know, because he was so above, and they thought that he is beyond reach and beyond worship. So they said there are other gods who are under their reach, and they can reach the creator. So they were called the gods, you know. And they made their idols, and they said that the emperor is also the god, you know, one of them. So they were all different kind of gods, you know, they thought. So he thought that maybe Moses and Aaron have some other gods too, you know, their own god. So that's why he said, who then is the Lord of you two, O Moses? That's what he was thinking. So what Moses replied in the Quran is so beautiful. قَالَ رَبُّنَا الَّذِي آتَا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. He said, our Lord is he who gave everything its creation, then guided aright. What a appropriate reply, you know, what a beautiful reply. He said that, you know, that our Lord is who gave everything its creation, then guided aright. Moses could have said that our Lord is the Lord of universe, right? He could have said that, right? But he didn't say that. Mizan says, why didn't you say that our Lord is the Lord of the universe? Because if you would have said that our Lord is the Lord of the universe, then Pharaoh will say, okay, your Lord is the Lord of the universe, we have some other lords too, and I'm a Lord too. So what is the big deal about it? So Moses did not say that. Moses said, our Lord is who gave everything its creation, then guided aright. That's the Lord. That he created everything. We see and guided it aright. Like he created the moon and guided it right to circle the earth, you know. He created the earth to guide it aright so that earth circles the sun, you know. That's how Allah guides everything to his goal, you know, like he created everything to its purpose of creation, you know. That's the God, you know. So he gave not only the reason who the God is, but also and he gave the proof that the God is the one now who just not created, but also guides to the purpose why the thing has been created. So God is the one who is not only creates, but sustains and guides things to their goals for what they have been created. So the answer was perfect. Now he got the message. He got it. So then, when he got it, so then he asked a question, which is asked very common question, which is asked by atheists nowadays. Qala fama balul quruni ula. He said, what then is the state of former generations? He said, the common questions, which is today's question. That what then is state of the former generations? What is going to happen to former generations who came and did everything? And you know, if you go to polytheists, they are same way. They don't believe much about deed books and all that, you know. And they think there's just going on, the life is going on. So, see the way, so beautifully, Moses answered who the Lord is so beautifully, and same way he answered this question. When he asked this question, what is going to happen to previous generations? Moses answered so beautifully, قَالَ عِلْمُهَا عِنْدَ رَبِّي فِي كِتَاب لَا يُدُلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. He said, the knowledge of them is with my Lord in a book. My Lord neither errs nor does he forget. So beautiful answer. And a pinpoint in it. Everything is included in this answer. The knowledge of this is with my Lord in a book. Neither my Lord errs nor he forgets. Neither he does mistake nor he forgets. See, this is the miracle of Quran, you know. Quran is a miracle, you know. These two answers of Moses. First one and second, who the Lord is, and what happened to previous generation. The answer is in two lines. One line, two lines, but perfection. Perfect. That's Quran. That's why Prophet said, my miracle is my Quran. And now, it's in the book. The knowledge of them is with my Lord in a book. So people used to make fun of the book in the olden time. Where is the book? There's a big book written somewhere, big register somewhere. There are papers there, there are ink there. People used to make fun of these things. Now you don't make fun of these things. Now you see software, right? You see software. You see how things are in a small disk. Now you are understanding what kind of book would be there, you know. Now you are getting some idea of that book. After seeing this software in a disk, you see so many files, you know. Now we are, that's why Mullah Ali said the tafsir of Quran keeps changing with the generations. Now we see better the book, right? Then after seeing this software, that how you can record everything. Before there were no video recordings and all that. Now you understand the how Allah shows our deeds and the judgment day. Before people say, well, how your deeds will be shown, you know. Now we see more everything with the Quran. After saying that, Quran talks further about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذي جعل لكم ارض محدا وسلك لكم فيها سبلا وانزل من السماء ماء فاخرجنا به ازواجا من نبات شتى. He who made the earth for you a cradle and made for you therein paths and sent down water from the sky, then thereby we brought forth kinds of diverse pairs of plants. Now it goes further even that not only how Allah created and how guided, but Allah explain everything in detail, that who has made earth for you, cradle, that you can live around here, and made for you therein paths. Allah made paths in this earth. Allah would have done what? Allah would have put us mountains all over around us, and we could not find any path, right? But Allah didn't do that. Allah made nice paths even between the mountains, valleys. That's so that we can travel around and send down water from the sky. Allah, I send down water from the sky. Is it a joke to get water from the sky? We are used to it. If they were not used to it, it's a big miracle you see every day coming from the sky, you know, from thousands of miles, the distilled water, you know. And then thereby we brought forth kinds of diverse pairs of plants. Allah says, with that, we bring diverse pairs of plants, pairs of plants, male or female. People did not appreciate this verse at that time as you have appreciated this verse today after giving the discovery that you have male and female plants after this microscope was invented. Now that's why, now you understand the pairs of plants more than before time, which Allah talks about today. You understand the book today after seeing the software today, that how Allah is talking about, you know. So Allah is opening our eyes who the Lord is, who made the earth the cradle. And made the paths here, and send the water from the sky, and made the pairs of plants. For what? Allah said, for what? Kulu war'au an'amakum inna fi dhalika ayatili uli nuha. Eat and pasture your cattle. Verily, in this are the signs for men of thought. Eat yourself. Why Allah send the plants? So that you eat and your careless pasture, you know, subhanAllah. It's all the nur of Allah, light of Allah. These words are light of Allah. Allah made us so limited, we think we are kind of rub ourselves, you know, with all this science and all that, which is nothing. Allah said, wake up, this cradle I created, path I created, I send the water, I send the plant, so you eat, you are my ab, you are my slave, you are eating my food and your pastures. And you eat my food and your pasture is the food. Then we eat those carols too, right? From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we become so arrogant because of shaitan. Forget all these things. Now the verse Uli Nuha, sign and the man of thought. What is Uli Nuha? Nuha comes from Nahiya. Nahiya means prohibit. Prohibit what? Prohibit your desires. People who prohibit their desires, Al-Qa'ad Uli Nuha, were the thoughtful people. So people ask Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, who are Uli Nuhas, prophet said, they have a good character. They are the kind unto the mothers and fathers. They help the poor, the neighbors, and the orphans. They feed food. They spread peace and comfort in the world. And they establish prayer while people are sleeping and unaware. These are the people of Uli Nuha. We have to become Uli Nuha, thoughtful people. Now Allah says further, Minha khalaqnakum wa fiha nu'idukum wa minha nukhrijukum taratan ukhra. From it we created you, into it will we return you, and from it will bring you forth a second time. Allah is saying now that not only I made this earth cradle, not only I made their paths, and not only I gave you plants, but listen to this more, that I created you from this earth, and I am going to return you to this earth, and I am going to create you again from this earth. Allah is making us to feel like I'm like a slave, that how much Allah has encompassed us, and how low we are in front of Allah. Allah is reminding himself as a creator, and us ourselves like a little creation. Imam Ali says about it. I'm going to read it. The first, Imam Ali is saying about the two prostrations in the Salah. Imam Ali says the first prostration means, oh Allah, at first I was from the soil. We are from soil, right? We are just soil, right? When you raise your head from the ground, it means that you have brought me out from this soil. From the first sajda, when you get up, as means we know that Allah brought us from this soil. The second procession means you will return me into this soil. When we die, we'll go to qabr, grave. Allah returned us to the soil. And when you raise your head, Imam says, from the second procession, it means that you will raise me up again from the soil and hereafter. There's a philosophy of two sajda and the salat. That's enough for you to become a sincere abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see Allah's kingdom everywhere. When person becomes arrogant, he doesn't see Allah anywhere. But when the veils are lifted, you see Allah everywhere. You see so much yourself like a small thing, you know, in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you want to please Him, Allah. وَلَقَدْ أَرَيْنَاهُ آيَاتِنَا كُلَّهَا فَكَذَّبَ وَأَبَى. And indeed we showed Him our signs, all of them, but He rejected and refused. Allah showed all these signs. He brought the rod, He brought His hand, He Himself came with His brother, He is reciting all these verses, showing who the Lord is. Still, what happened to Him? He rejected and refused. Now we'll say, oh, how bad Pharaoh was that he rejected and refused, how stupid he was, you know. It's not that easy with us. The chair he was on, it was a big testing for him, that chair, the throne. When you get power, then the world is surrounds you, become like a shaitan, you know. That's why Imam Ali says that you should be afraid of your desires. Imam says, I'm afraid of your desires, you know. When you go up to throne, you get to your desires, you know. You see what happened in Iraq? In Saddam time, people were saying, oh, Saddam is there, then if we get power, we'll serve people. And what happened to people? When Saddam was gone, and people, so-called good Muslims, when they got the power, what they are doing? They are taking millions of dollars from the government. You hear all the time. What happened to them? The world cheated them. It's not easy. So for Pharaoh, it was not easy. He got the faith when he was sinking, you know, in the water. We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't make us like a Pharaoh. Don't test us with the desires of this world that we forget you. So, brothers and sisters, we should have some hours of day when we should ponder these verses of Quran, ponder about our grave daily, ponder how this world is fooling us, ponder how much our desires are fooling us, so that we can struggle with ourselves. If we don't struggle ourselves and we don't ponder, we'll be lost. After all, seeing all these verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when it was done, then Pharaoh said, Qala ajitna لِتُخْرِجِنَا مِنْ أَرْضِنَا بِسِحْرِنَا يَا مُوسَى. When Allah said, what he said, very different tone. He did not get any guidance, and he went in other direction. He said, have you come to us to drive us out of our land with your magic, O Moses? And when he was saying that, he was not saying to Moses, but he was saying to his people too, that they have come to here to drive us out of our land. We are going to lose our land from their magic. All the last signs he called magic. It was not only Pharaoh who called magic. All the old generations, even prophet time, when prophet showed the signs, people said it's magic, you know, because Shaitan comes to them. And then what he said, he was saying that he did not accept Allah, but he said that you came as to drive out of the land. That's what big powers do, you know. They call the true people, that they are the one who are the culprit, you know. That's how big power fools people, that I'm not the culprit, they are the one who are culprit, you know. That's why he just blamed on Musa, that Musa, you are wrong and you are trying to drive us from the land, you know. And the simple-minded people, listens to them. The Quran says about that Pharaoh killed people's logic and they heard Pharaoh. Pharaoh killed people's logic and they heard Pharaoh. Today is happening in the big powers in the world. What they say, the foolish people follow that. And they don't use their own brainwash. You know, brainwash is the problem. They don't use the guidance, so, and just hear the logic, the distorted logic. It was a distorted logic, you know. And they accepted him. Two will surely bring you sorcery, the like of it. Therefore, appoint a tryst between us and you, which neither we nor you shall fail to keep, in a place alike for both. So Pharaoh was very confident. He thought that this is not a sign of Allah, but it's magic. And he was very confident about his own magicians, because at that time there were a lot of magicians at that time. So he thought that I'm going to deal with Moses. And he said, okay, we'll bring just sorcery like you, and therefore appoint a tryst between you and us, which neither you should fail to keep nor us, and place like for both. A like place which we are all agree. Let's have a confrontation, a challenge to each other with our sorceries. So when it was said to Moses, so Moses replied, قَالَ مُوْعِدَكُمْ يَوْمُ الزِّينَةَ وَأَنْ يُحْشَرُ النَّاسُ نَاسُ دُحَا, said, your tryst shall be the day of festival, and let the people gather together at the high noon. So Moses said that, okay, this tryst will be on the festival. Let the people gather together at the high noon. They had a big festival, you know, at the time. So Moses said that keep this challenge on the day of festival at the high noon. Because at the high noon, everybody is there with the open light, you know, and festival, everybody is there in the town, you know, with the nice, good dresses, so that everybody can see the truth, you know, because Moses was confident of, because he was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he knew that Allah is going to make him win. So he said, I'm okay with that, and let's say on the festival day, and and high noon time, and everybody can see it clearly what is happening. And we all know what happened that day, you know. What happened that day, we all know that Moses, Allah gave Moses open victory against Pharaoh, you know. And that victory came with the big miracle, how the miracle happened, and how those magicians did prostration. That was a day of Moses' victory. And Moses got help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we see one victory, a different kind of victory, on the 10th of Muharram with Karbala, when Imam Hussein said to Yazid, don't kill me when I'm doing Hajj in the Kaaba, because nobody will know that you are going to kill me in the Kaaba. I'll come to the open challenge. I'll come in an open place, Karbala. Of Karbala, which will be plain, and everybody will see me to confront you openly. So your face can be seen by everybody, that who are you and who am I, and there will be open challenge. This time no miracle happened, and Imam Ali, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, God martyrdom. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, why didn't you show any miracle? Allah will guide us to say that there was no miracle. I did what I did with Hussein was the best for the Ummah. This shahadat, this martyrdom was a lesson for the generations to come. It was a great teaching for the people to train them on the path of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, so that when Imam Mahdi comes, they rise up for the establishment of his government. Alhamdulillah bil alameen. Yeah.